listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about what we say and who we are. I'm going to read you from Luke chapter 6, verse 45, where Jesus speaks and he says this: "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." People speak according to their character. When there is good in our hearts, it will show in the words we choose to speak. When there is evil in our hearts, it is certain to show itself in the way we talk, sooner or later at least. Whatever is most abundant in our hearts will show itself in our speech. Years ago, there was a newspaper columnist named Ann Landers. She answered advice for people and gave them advice to their questions. She was at a fancy reception in Washington, D.C., and she was introduced to a very pompous politician. "So you're Ann Landers," he said. "Say something funny." So without missing a beat, this is what she said: "So you're a politician. Tell me a lie." I guess what she was getting at is that we can expect people to speak according to their character. It's amazing how much sin has to do with the words that we say. Slander, gossip, envy, jealousy, hatred, anger, and immorality all usually express themselves, at least in part, in the words that we choose to speak. But in a way, those words are just a symptom. The real problem is a heart that isn't where it should be with God. We can't imagine Jesus sinning with his words. That just isn't what would flow from his heart. But what do your words say about the condition of your heart? Looking at our words is a great diagnostic tool to see the condition of our heart and our character. In the early part of the 20th century, there were some amazing times of revival and spiritual awakening in the coal mining regions of Wales. They noticed that when so many hearts were turning to Jesus, life improved everywhere. Crime was down, family conflict was down, violence was down, and even worker productivity was up, except for a short period in the coal mines. You see, for several weeks after the revival began, production in the coal mines slowed. Now, some people thought that many of the coal miners were reading their Bibles or going to prayer meetings instead of working, but that wasn't the case. Instead, the problem was that the mules who worked in the coal mines weren't responding. You see, the mules had become accustomed to only moving at the sound of terrible cursing and profanity. And when many coal miners started living for Jesus, they just couldn't talk that way anymore. And production in the coal mines slowed down until the mules got used to a more Christian vocabulary. Well, I think the point is clear. Words change when the heart changes. We need to seek God, asking him to help us draw near to him. And as we are transformed into the likeness of Jesus, it will show in the way that we speak to each other. Who you are is on display when people hear what you say. That's why we should pray this prayer from Psalm 19. And you should pray it today. Psalm 19, verse 14. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." That's a great prayer for you to pray today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.